rat. The wren used to keep his nest in the corner of the barn. One time, the older birds both flew out. They had wanted to get a dite to eat for their yarns and had left them all alone. After a while, Father Wren came back home to the nest. "What happened here?" he says. "Who harmed you guys? You all look like you had the bejesus scared out of you." "Oh, Dad," he said, "some huge monster came by just a few minutes ago. He was wicked scary. He stared into our nest and had these wicked huge eyes and really scared us some good."
"Yeah, I see," Father Wren says. "Where'd he go?"
"Well," they said, "he went that way, down there in the woods."
"Wait here," Father Wren said. "I'm going after him. Don't you worry now, kids. I'll get him some good."
With that said, he started to fly from his nest. So he flew further into the woods, then around a bend, and after a while came upon a wildcat. But the wren wasn't scared one bit. He lands on that wildcat's back and starts laying into him. "What business do you have coming to my house," he says, "and scaring the bejesus out of my yarns?" The wildcat pays no attention to the bird and just keeps on standing there. Well, that just ticks that loudmouth off worse, and he just lays it into that Joe Geasley wildcat some wicked, even harder than before. "Now you listen here, Mr. Man. You have no business being there whatsoever, and if you dare come back," he says, "well, then you'll see. I don't want to do it," he says, and he starts to lift one of his legs, "but I'd bust your back some good with my leg in a second." After saying that, he flew right back to his nest. "There, kids," he says, "I taught that Joe Geasley wildcat a lesson some wicked. He won't dare ever be back here." The wren. The wren used to keep his nest in the corner of the barn. One time, the older birds both flew out. They had wanted to get a dite to eat for their yarns and had left them all alone. After a while, Father Wren came back home to the nest. "What happened here?" he says. "Who harmed you guys? You all look like you had the bejesus scared out of you." "Oh, Dad," he said, "some huge monster came by just a few minutes ago. He was wicked scary. He stared into our nest and had these wicked huge eyes and really scared us some good."
"Yeah, I see," Father Wren says. "Where'd he go?"
"Well," they said, "he went that way, down there in the woods."
"Wait here," Father Wren said. "I'm going after him. Don't you worry now, kids. I'll get him some good."
With that said, he started to fly from his nest. So he flew further into the woods, then around a bend, and after a while came upon a wildcat. But the wren wasn't scared one bit. He lands on that wildcat's back and starts laying into him. "What business do you have coming to my house," he says, "and scaring the bejesus out of my yarns?" The wildcat pays no attention to the bird and just keeps on standing there. Well, that just ticks that loudmouth off worse, and he just lays it into that Joe Geasley wildcat some wicked, even harder than before. "Now you listen here, Mr. Man. You have no business being there whatsoever, and if you dare come back," he says, "well, then you'll see. I don't want to do it," he says, and he starts to lift one of his legs, "but I'd bust your back some good with my leg in a second." After saying that, he flew right back to his nest. "There, kids," he says, "I taught that Joe Geasley wildcat a lesson some wicked. He won't dare ever be back here."